The Bed and Breakfast on the Beach by Cat French. Read by Georgia Maguire. Prologue. 48 hours earlier. It looks like a pink sugar cube. Winnie flicked her Havaianas off onto the warm sand and slid her huge sunglasses down her nose to get a better look at Villa Valentina. Well, they weren't lying when they said it was on the beach, Stella murmured, grabbing hold of Winnie's elbow while she bent double to slip her jewelled flip-flops off the backs of her heels. Beside them, Frankie dropped her oversized shoulder bag on the sand and lifted the brim of the pink floppy sun hat she'd bought at least a decade ago, inspired by the effortlessly chic Kristen Scott Thomas in Four Weddings. What it looks like to me, ladies, is heaven. For a second, all three women stood shoulder to shoulder in contemplative silence. Life had dealt each of them an unexpectedly rough hand over recent months, and this weekend was very much needed to take stock, swear like troopers, and sink as much ouzo as Skillidos could supply them with. Do you think it's too early for a G&T? Winnie and Frankie looked at Stella between them in pristine white skinny jeans, her scarlet toe polish jewel-bright against the pale sand. Her eyes were trained on the faded pink mansion's deserted terrace beach bar, her hands on her hips, as if she meant business. "It's just after 9 o'clock in the morning, Stell," Winnie said, laughing, the bangles on her wrist jangling as she picked at the frayed hem of her denim shorts. Stella rolled her eyes. "Says the woman who sank a double brandy on the plane 4 hours ago." She's a nervous flyer, Frankie soothed, half-hearted in Winnie's defence.
You're telling me, Stella said, flicking her fringe out of her eyes. The poor bugger in the seat the other side of her is probably an A&E now, with crushed fingers.
Winnie wriggled her toes blissfully in the powder-soft sand, wandering forward slowly.
Well, if you'd have put your drink down for more than 5 minutes, I'd have been able to hold your hand instead of his.
I'm sitting by Frankie on the flight home. She's more sympathetic.
Frankie caught Stella's eye behind Winnie's back and shook her head frantically. Stella nodded and pointed first at Winnie and then at Frankie, a clear signal that her friend was on her own when it came to keeping Winnie calm on the homebound journey. Winnie knew what they were up to behind her, of course. She'd known Stella and Frankie for as far back as sentient memory allowed. Born within 4 weeks of each other, a stone's throw apart on the same street, the three of them had been united by both age and the fact that they were the only girls amongst the rowdy rabble of neighbourhood boys. It was a happy coincidence that they turned out to be similar in far more than birthdays. They shared a sharp sense of humour and a strong, abiding loyalty that bound them closer than sisters, albeit all very different in looks and temperament.
Is that an actual tattoo, Win?
Frankie leaned forward to get a closer look at the flowers circling Winnie's ankle. Winnie paused and turned back. Temporary. I'm trying it on for size.
Shame you couldn't have done the same thing with your husband, Stella said, throwing in a gentle wink to soften her words.
In truth, the comment didn't sting because, in point of fact, it was pretty darn accurate. Rory, he of the wild dark curls and sparkly eyes, the man who'd pursued her endlessly and showered her with his ardent love, had turned out to be the very same guy who'd abruptly turned the shower off to an icy water torture trickle once the chase down the aisle in front of all their friends was over. Winnie was a different woman because of him. She'd spent the first 33 years of her life merrily believing the schmaltzy songs on the radio. These days she flicked stations at the opening bars of a slow song, tossing the radio an accusatory look, as if it were personally responsible for Rory's flimsy heart. She favoured girl power Little Mix anthems now, belted out at the top of her lungs, with the hard-won knowledge that there was no such thing as forever, when it comes to love.
"Let that be the last mention of him this weekend," Winnie said, lifting her face to the already warm morning sunshine.
"As of now, his name is on the banned list, along with Gavin." She glanced at Frankie as she mentioned her friend's soon-to-be ex-husband. And Jones and Boat.